paragraph 2 reads, "The reveal party trend began in 2008, when Jenna Karvounidis arranged a gathering at her home to announce the birth of her daughter. She refused to disclose the baby's gender, and the big reveal came when she cut into a cake filled with pink frosting. She took photos and posted the story onto her parenting blog, and her fans quickly took the trend viral. They began posting their own reveal methods in the months that followed, including releasing balloons, serving colored drinks, playing certain songs, and other innocuous activities."
So this party trend, reveal party trend, started back in 2008, so over 10 years ago, when this woman arranged a gathering at her home to reveal the birth of her daughter. And so she previously hadn't disclosed, she hadn't told people what the baby's gender was, and then the big reveal came when she cut into a cake, and obviously it revealed that there was some pink frosting. So I think she had a blog, and so she took photos and posted them on this blog, and then her fans thought this was great, and the trend went viral.
So, and all the friends, they started, or fans, so she's got a blog, so she's probably kind of somewhat internet famous at this point. They began posting their own reveal methods, probably trying to outdo each other, and over time, you get these, like, increasingly dramatic things that are happening. So first of all, it's just cutting a cake and releasing balloons, colored drinks, playing songs. The point is, these are all innocuous activities at the beginning. Innocuous just means harmless. Nobody's going to get hurt by releasing balloons or these just putting food coloring and stuff, or playing songs, dressing up in certain costumes, things like that. There's a whole genre of YouTube videos about gender reveal parties, and you can look at some of the different things that people have done at them. So, for the most part, they tend to be innocuous or harmless.